Is there anything more ordinary than bread? It's a building block of a meal. The French have baguettes and croissants. The Chinese have steamed rolls stuffed with delicious meats. Indians have naan and chapati. Mexicans have tortillas. English have scones. And Americans have sliced white bread. I grew up in Malaysia, where roti was my daily bread. Roti is technically just the Malay word for bread, but the word is often used to refer to a specific kind of flatbread, a more buttery and flaky version of naan, which is like a thicker, fluffier version of a tortilla. Roti can be eaten for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and there were days when I proved it. In my teen years, when I was completing high school via a distance learning program with an American Christian school, I would get up in the morning, walk around the corner to the nearby restaurant, and have roti and dal, basically a lentil curry, for breakfast. And if I was hungry again at lunchtime, I'd repeat the ritual. I suspect that next to rice, roti is the food that Malaysians eat more than any other. For all its different names and various forms, bread is the global common meal. It is the very commonness of bread that accounts for its appearance again and again in Scripture. It isn't bread's spectacular or unique features that contribute to its prominence. It is its ordinariness, its mereness. It is just bread. And that's what makes it the perfect metaphor for our lives. Because if we're honest, most of what we do is ordinary. The everyday sleeping, waking, teeth brushing, cleaning the house activities are common to everyone. We all get up, go to work, paid or unpaid, tinker at our hobbies, and try to do our best. We all shuttle kids around, mow the lawn, and shop for groceries. We all try to make sure the accounts balance and the checks clear. Not much about our daily lives sets us apart from the people around us. It's just life, like bread. Is there anything more ordinary? Most of us respond to the ordinary and mundane repetitions of life in one of three ways. Some of us resign ourselves to second-class existence, to being among the unlucky masses who lead merely ordinary lives, who participate in meaningful work only marginally, and who show up at church just to cheer on the holy and the called. We applaud influential and remarkable people while quietly admitting that will never be us. There's nothing uncommon about our lives, so what's the point in trying? Or we strive, press, and push, trying to will our best future to reality. We read books about making our lives count, discovering our purpose, and becoming the heroes of our own stories. There's an adventure we were made to live, and we're going to embrace it in order to leave our mark on the world. We want God to be our agent who believes in us and promotes us and makes our dreams come true. We want the Holy Spirit to be like our super caffeinated drink that fuels our frenzied pace. Life is an uphill climb, but doggone it, we don't want to climb, we want to fly. That is, until we come crashing down in sheer exhaustion, because it's all just too much. The third approach is even more dire. Rather than settling or beating relentlessly against the wind, perhaps we see ourselves as stained and flawed, messed up and imperfect. We're not just ordinary, we're less than. There have been too many failures, too many disappointments, too much pain. Others seem to shine and succeed. Everything they touch turns to gold, but not us. Nothing seems to work quite right for us. We always seem to come up short, and there's a gnawing in our guts that we're trying to ignore, a voice that gets louder each day. It's too late. I've missed my moment and missed the mark. We can't help feeling as if our lives have passed.